Hello, this is Margie Flippo sitting in for Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the Pinecone Review. The content of this program is intended for print and visually impaired audiences. Call for entries. The North Carolina Symphony launches a design contest to find a new mascot for the North Carolina Symphony's children's events. Submit entries by February 18th. Raleigh, North Carolina. The North Carolina Symphony is looking for a new face for its NCS Kids concerts and events. And it could come from you. In cooperation with Jerry's Artorama and Artsy Magazine, the Symphony is launching an illustration contest to offer artists and designers a unique opportunity to display their work for a good cause. Got an idea for a Symphony mascot that's family-friendly and appeals to both young and the young at heart? Well, design one, submitted electronically to bjohnson@ncsymphony.org. That's bjohnson@ncsymphony.org on or before Friday, February 18th, 2011, and you could be a winner. Along with the symphony's use of his or her design for NCS Kids events, the winner will receive a gift card worth $1,000 in art supplies from Jerry's Artorama, $1,000 in complimentary guest passes to the North Carolina Symphony Concert Series, mention in the future issue of Artsy Magazine, and mention on the North Carolina Symphony's website and e-newsletter. The contest will be judged by WRAL's David Crabtree, Artsy Magazine creator-director Dan Early, Jerry's Artorama president Ira Goldstein, and North Carolina Symphony vice president for audience development Suzanne McKeon. Contest rules and eligibility can be found online at ncsymphony.org/mascot. About the NCS Kids. NCS Kids presents the Symphony's three annual Young People's Concerts designed for families and children ages 4 to 12. The hour-long concerts offer children the chance to discover live music in a fun and open atmosphere. They can try out many orchestral instruments before hearing a world-class performance of some of the orchestral's music's most beloved masterpieces. Recent Young People's Concerts have focused on Halloween and holiday music, while the Magic Circle Mime Company joins the symphony to present the Mozart Experience in January. The orchestra will perform Bravosky's classic, Peter and the Wolf, for kids in March. Also included among the NCS Kids activities is Music Makers, a brand new monthly cooperation that puts the music and creativity of music right into the hands of Triangle area children. Held at Marbles Kids Museum and hosted by North Carolina Symphony musicians and staff members, Music Makers allows children to explore the science and sound and history of music through hands-on crafts and activities, all as part of their day at the museum. This is the foundation, the first thing we can and must do, says North Carolina Symphony Music Director Grant Llewellyn. Kids get in front of live music. Kids can download until the cows come home and plug their ears into iPods, but they will never get this experience with those electronic gadgets. The symphony asks, no phone calls, please. And the winner will be notified by email on or before March 25th, 2011. So get out your pens and papers, people. Draw up an idea and submit it online. And let us know if you're the winner. The Pinecone Report. Good afternoon. I hope you're keeping warm in this end-of-the-year cold snap. Some concerts to warm up with are coming in January. in addition to our ongoing participatory music sessions and the weekly Pinecone Bluegrass Radio Show. On Friday, January 7th, Tim O'Brien and Brian Sutton will appear together in a rare duo performance to help the Pinecone kick off 2011. This show is almost sold out. O'Brien is one of the original members of Hot Razz, a bluegrass band that has made frequent appearances on A Prairie Home Companion. They've been in bluegrass for more than 30 years and have recently finished a cross-country tour, including leading a workshop at the renowned Berklee College of Music. They've also released two new singles featuring North Carolina's own Sutton, who recently joined Hot Razz as their guitarist. The show will be held January 7, 2011 at 8 p.m. at the Fletcher Theater Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. That's located at 2 East South Street, downtown Raleigh. Tickets are $20 to $22 for Pinecone members and $25 to $27 for the general public. You can call 919-664-8302. That number again, 919-664-8302, or visit www.ticketmaster.com. For more information, www.pinecone.org. Tim O'Brien and Brian Sutton. Don't miss the rare opportunity to hear Tim O'Brien and Brian Sutton perform as a duo in Raleigh on Friday, January 7, 2011. O'Brien is one of the original members of Hot Razz, a bluegrass band that has made frequent appearances on A Prairie Home Companion. They've also been in bluegrass for more than 30 years and recently released their first new studio recording in more than 20 years. North Carolina's own Sutton is the guitarist on these two new tracks. As of December 15th, less than 70 seats remain, so reserve your tickets today by calling Pinecone's box office at 919-664-8302 or order online at www.ticketmaster.com. Reserve your tickets for what is sure to be an unforgettable evening of music to start out your new year. O'Brien is also known to dig into his Irish roots for traditional tune, cover Bob Dylan songs, and perform his own finely crafted compositions. Sutton became Hot Razz's guitarist when the band reformed in 2002, replacing the late Charles Salty, who passed away in 1999. Sutton's stellar work with Ricky Skaggs, Bella Fleck, and Chris Tully, as well as his own recordings, is considered the day's premier bluegrass guitarist. O'Brien released his 13th solo album, Chicken and Egg, in July 2010. Mixing some original tunes with collaborations and a handful of outside compositions, Chicken and Egg is an illuminating, engaging meditation on the art of living. This stuff reflects what goes on in the life of someone my age, O'Brien reflects. I'm 56 years old, I'm not the young kid on the scene, and I'm happy about that. I'm at a strange point in my life. My kids are growing up, while my parents and teachers are passing on. There's a lot happening, but it's just life, and that's what this album is all about. There's a little love song action here and there, but mostly it's all about living life. In 2005, O'Brien earned a Grammy Award for the Best Traditional Folk Album for Fiddler's Green. Sutton was born near Asheville and started playing guitar when he was only 8 years old. By the time he graduated from high school, he was already immersed not only in bluegrass, but also jazz and rock and roll, playing in an array of bands and making his first recordings. From there, he went directly to work in his first band, spending 2 years on the road with acoustic country gospel artist Karen Peck before joining Mid-South, a contemporary country slash gospel band. That job and a growing desire to excel in studio work led him to move to Nashville, which served as a base from where he visited gospel-oriented recording studios around the Southeast, adding mandolin, banjo, and fiddle skills to his already considerable guitar abilities. In 2007, Sutton earned a Grammy for Best Country Instrumental Performance for the song Whiskey Before Breakfast with fellow NC native Doc Watson. This concert's almost sold out, so don't delay. Order your tickets from Pinecone's box office. That number again, 919-664-8302, or order online at Ticketmaster.com. The concert is on Friday, January 7th, 2011, at 8 p.m. in the Fletcher Theater at downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. On Sunday, January 9th, Pinecone and the NC Museum of History present a free performance featuring Sparky and Rhonda Rucker. The Ruckers take their audience on a journey through 400 years of American cultural and folk history, singing songs and telling stories of slavery, the Underground Railroad, and the birth of blues music, and the Civil Rights Movement. Their music includes a variety of old-time blues, Appalachian music, slave songs, spirituals, and civil rights songs, as well as their own compositions. They accompany themselves with finger-style picking and blues guitar, blues harmonica, old-time banjo, piano, spoons, and bones. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker will be performing at the Daniels Auditorium, NC Museum of History, on 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh, Sunday, January 9th, 2011, from 3 until 4 p.m. Admission is free, and information is available at www.pinecone.org. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker deliver an uplifting presentation of toe-tapping music spiced with humor, history, and tall tales. They take their audience on a journey through 400 years of American cultural and folk history, singing songs and telling stories of slavery, the Underground Railroad, and the birth of blues music and the Civil Rights Movement. They will perform this free concert in Raleigh on Sunday, January 9th at 3 o'clock at the NC Museum of History's Daniel Auditorium. The Ruckers' music includes a variety of old-time blues, Appalachian music, slave songs, spirituals, and civil rights songs, as well as their own compositions. They apply themselves with finger-style picking and blues guitar, blues harmonica, old-time banjo, piano, spoons, and bones. You'll hear soulful blues licks and heart-rending gospel, knee-slapping good rhythms, and bottleneck guitar slide. The Ruckers have performed at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and the Smithsonian Folklife Festival, as well as on NPR's On Point, the Prairie Home Companion, Mountain Stage, and the Morning Edition. Their recording and Treasures and Tears was nominated for the W.C. Handy Award, and their music is also included on the Grammy-nominated anthology Singing Through the Hard Times. Their most recent CD is entitled One Earth. While they are in North Carolina, they will present a school program at Lake Myra Elementary School in Wendell on Monday, January 10th, as part of the United Arts Council of Raleigh and Wake Counties. Artists in the schools perform program, which helps schools and PTAs find artists who present arts programs specifically designed for school settings. United Arts also provides grants to help offset the cost of bringing those artists into schools. The Music of the Carolina series showcases the musical traditions of the various cultures that call our state home today. In addition to featuring some of today's best grown North Carolina traditional artists, other upcoming concerts in the series include Magic of African Rhythm with students from the Community Music School, February 13, 2011. The Thistle Down Tinkers, March 13, 2011. Step It Up and Go, a film produced by Glenn Henson, Sunday, April 10, 2011. Sprout Wings and Fly, a film directed by Les Blank, musician Alice Gerard, and Appalachian State English professor C.C. Conway, will introduce the film Mother's Day, May 8, 2011. Flamencio Comes Alive with Carlotta Santana, June 12, 2011. Join the Pinecone and the Museum of History every month through June to discover and celebrate North Carolina's rich musical heritage. All Music of the Carolinas concerts begin at 3 p.m. in the NC Museum of History's Daniel Auditorium. They are free and open to the public. Program notes are provided. Large print program notes are also available at the concerts. Contact Jamie Katz to request a high-res image or to schedule an interview. Associate at pinecone.org or call 919-664-8333. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker have a website. It is www.sparkyandrhonda.com. The Pinecone continues to promote ongoing participatory music jams and sessions that give community members the opportunity to take part in the music making. A bluegrass jam, the second and fourth Mondays of the month at the Busy Bee Cafe, an Irish music session every Sunday afternoon at Tia and Nog, and a monthly shape note sing the last Sunday afternoon of the month at Carrie's Glen Eyre Retirement Community. These sessions are free and open to the public to join or to sit back and observe. The Tia and Nog Irish Music Session, every Sunday, 3 to 6 p.m., is located at the Tia and Nog, 218 South Blount Street in Raleigh. Pinecone and Tia and Nog co-sponsor a weekly Irish music session that combines teaching and playing. This traditional Irish music session meets every Sunday from 3 to 6, either in the back left of the pub or near the fireplace or in the cottage. Bluegrass Jam is on the second and fourth Mondays each month at 7 p.m. in the Busy Bee Cafe. That's 225 South Wilmington Street, Raleigh. Bluegrass Jam meets Raleigh's Busy Bee Cafe, which opened in the spring of 2009 in the historic location of the Busy Bee Cafe restaurant. The jam will continue to convene on the second and fourth Mondays of each month, beginning at 7. Beginners, experienced jammers, and observers are all welcome. For more information, please contact jam leaders Doug Pratt and David Hendrick. Doug Pratt's email is doug.pratt@ncdenr.gov, and David Hendrick is strings9@hotmail.com. Shape Note Sing is the fourth Sunday of the month from 2 to 4 in the Glen Eyre Retirement Community, 4000 Glen Eyre Circle, Cary. The Shape Note Sing is held the fourth Sunday of each month. Shape Note Singing is for everyone. Beginners and experienced singers are welcome. Music is available for anyone who doesn't have a book. For more information, please call Linda Hamburger at 919-233-4630. That number again, 919-233-4630. Or visit the Shape Note website at www.ncshapenote.org. Jamie Katz says if you would like to contact her for questions or if you need information on interviews or to request editions of the Pinecone, or if you prefer to receive only calendar listings, let her know your preferences, and you may contact her at the Pinecone website. Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass, traditional stage at First Night Raleigh, date and time, December 31st, 2010. They'll be at 7, 8, 9, and 10 p.m. Tickets $9 in advance for ages 6 and up, 12 at the door. $10 ages 6 to 12. Children under 5 get in free. Buttons on sale December 1st and grant admissions to most First Night Raleigh activities and events. Information is at the www.pinecone.org, www.artsplosure.org, or www.firstnightraleigh.com. David Paisley and the Southern Grass perform powerful, unadorned, traditional bluegrass music born of the vibrant old-time Southern fiddle bands, as well as the lonesome moans of the backwoods mountain blues. Members of this band are carrying forward their family's music traditions for future generations to enjoy. Danny and his brother Michael and the band's bass player are Bob Paisley's sons. Bob grew up in Ashe County, N.C., and he formed and fronted the Southern Grass. Even at a young age, Danny and Michael were part of the band, as were T.J. and Bobby Lundy, sons of Ted Lundy. Before the Southern Grass, Ted and Bob co-founded the Southern Mountain Boys. The band is David Paisley, lead vocals and guitar, T.J. Lundy, fiddle, Bobby Lundy, banjo, Michael Paisley, bass, and Donnie Eldrith, Jr. on the mandolin. They'll perform four sets on their traditional stage as part of First Night Raleigh's 20th anniversary. The Southern Grass is a band deeply rooted in tradition. It was formed and fronted first by Bob Paisley, whose principal joy in life was making his music. His mother played guitar and his father, clawhammer, banjo, and an uncle, Wiley Paisley, and a cousin were members in the North Carolina Ridge Runners. In nearby Galax, Virginia, Ted Lundy was likewise immersed in traditional music. Ted and Bob went on to front one of the most respected traditional bluegrass bands in the nation, the Southern Mountain Boys. The descendants of these remarkable men is at the core of the musicians' music you will hear as you ring in 2011. David Paisley was born in Landenburg, Pennsylvania. His father's family moved there from North Carolina seeking employment and an opportunity for a better life. Danny and his brother Michael inherited their love of and talent for this music honestly, and today they are both torchbearers for the traditional bluegrass they loved growing up. Both TJ and Bobby Lundy mirrored Danny's experience growing up listening to and playing with their father, one of the great banjo players in bluegrass history. After Bob Paisley joined the Southern Mountain Boys as lead singer in 1960, his and Ted's sons, still young children, formed their own band calling themselves the Bluegrass Buddies. That bunch of eager learners foretold the impressive collaboration that was to follow. In 1975, Danny T foretold the impressive, Danny T.J. and Bobby joined the Southern Mountain Boys alongside their fathers. In 1979, Bob Paisley left the Southern Mountain Boys to form his own band, the Southern Grass. Danny played guitar and shared lead vocals with his dad. His brother Michael joined on bass. June of 1980 marked Ted Lundy's tragic passing and in time, both TJ and Bobby found their way to Southern Grass. Musical family ties continued to hold as Don Eldredge Jr. later joined the Southern Grass. His father, acclaimed mandolinist Don Eldredge Sr., had performed for many years with Ted and Bob. The Southern Grass performed nationwide and throughout Canada and Europe, and recorded several albums and CDs for Brandywine and Strictly Country labels. Bob Paisley died November 29, 2004. It was obviously a difficult time for Danny, personally and professionally. His father had influenced his life in music and was the man he stood next to on stage for 32 years. Could he, and did he want to, go on with his music? After careful thought, Danny and the entire band decided to continue the Paisley and Lundy tradition by not only continuing to perform, but by expanding their touring and recording frontiers. As their music and performances proudly reflect, it is proving to be a great way to honor and preserve the memory of music of their families. As his father did before him, when Danny looks for material, he looks first to the past, songwriters and performers of classic country music and bluegrass leap out onto you from Room Over Mine, the band's first album on Rounder Records, also incorporated in Southern Grass and Southern Mountain Boys standards, The Room Over Mine, The Mountain Sally Ann, and additional of archaic sounding The Drowning Sailor, which comes from Stan Keach of Maine, a wonderful collection topped off by the great Chris Stewart song, which, although newly written, would be 70 years old, Don't Throw Mama's Flowers Away, which won the band an IBMA award in 2009 for Song of the Year. First night festivities begin at 2 p.m. with the children's celebration followed by people's procession down Fayetteville Street, evening performances of music, dance, comedy, interactive activities, and more are scheduled in 24 venues throughout downtown Raleigh. The night will wrap up with a countdown to midnight featuring Donna the Buffalo, a band playing music with its bass in traditional mountain music infused with elements of Cajun, Zodiac, rock, folk, reggae, and country. Ring in the new year with the night of activities and entertainment suitable for all ages. First night Raleigh buttons go on sale December 1st. For complete information about first night, visit www.firstnightraleigh.com. The Pine Cone has an entire season worth of music that demonstrates North Carolina's musical history and how it adapts to today's influences. From Western North Carolina favorites Doc Watson with David Holt and Richard Watson, to modern bluegrass all-stars Daly and Vincent, to the Hawaiian ukulele of Jake Sambuco and the Irish rock of the Chieftains, this year's artist take the audience on an extraordinary musical journey that extends from the Hawaiian Islands around to Ireland, but always comes full circle back to the foothills that we call home. The Pine Cone is honored this year to partner with Broadway Series South to present the Chieftains on March 13 to close out. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen the same time next week. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Margie Flippo, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for print and visually impaired audiences. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long till next time. You can call 919 919-